Next up is TJ Troiano.
Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Environmental Natural Resources. Thank you for allowing me to present today. My name is TJ Troiano. I represent Troiano Waste Services. We are a family-owned and operated collection and transfer company for solid waste here in the state of Maine. I'll be short and pretty concise, as there's a lot of people testifying today, and I'm sure we're going to repeat each other quite a bit through it. But I'm speaking in opposition to LD 1639. just wanted to kind of throw out a few examples of why. First, I was kind of shocked to see it on the agenda this year after the 18 months that ReEnergy worked with the state on LD 401, and thought maybe we'd let them go for a year and see what their investments did and see how that could improve the whole system. I can't imagine what it is to operate a business in the state and not know what direction you should be putting your money into and investing capital while rules are changing behind the scenes. I don't believe in landfilling all our material. It's never been anything our companies strive for, but unfortunately that's where some of the material must go. We believe in the future, like the investments ReEnergy Resource is making, there will be better solutions for recyclables as well as our waste. We're picking away at it little by little in the industry and trying to invent those processes. Some of the unintended and intended outcomes that I see if this bill was to pass as is written, that Resource ReEnergy would not be able to get enough volume to operate at scales of economy and would be forced to shut down. I know there's always talk about, is there enough material in the state of Maine to make ReEnergy profitable, but I want to kind of throw out why some of that material doesn't work for the ReEnergy system. We own a transfer facility down here in South Portland, and by the time our material's headed towards ReEnergy, it's material they're not going to want because we've already pulled all the recyclables out, so it's going to head straight for Juniper Ridge. You've also got the northern part of Maine where the transfer stations are going to send the stuff down to Juniper Ridge, but they're not going to drive past Juniper Ridge, increasing the carbon footprint to go to Lewiston, to turn around and go back up to Juniper Ridge. So you've got to get trucks in the right direction, as well as the product. It has to be product that hasn't been processed prior to getting to ReEnergy. They also employ quite a few people directly and indirectly, I would say upwards of 75 people, which would be, as we know in the state right now, detrimental to see 75 more people out of work. We also have the bark mouse that leaves our state, and as we've heard earlier, the trucks go both ways loaded right now. If it's to be unloaded one way, we're inherently hurting the environment more than helping, as well as driving costs up. Again, I urge us not to pass this bill in the form it's in right now. I think a greater idea would be, let's get all the stakeholders in a room, even bring in, if we had to, some out-of-staters. I think this is a regional problem, what we do with our waste, how we recycle it. And there's a lot of industrial experts that can help cultivate some solutions here rather than just always attacking the out-of-state demo that comes into our state. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Tucker has a question. There you go.
Mr. Troiano, does Maine, to your understanding, truck any of our waste out of state?
To my understanding, yes, we actually truck waste out of state. We haul into the Wheelabrator and Covanta facilities in Massachusetts with municipal solid waste from time to time. As well, I know a lot of our e-waste leaves the state, a lot of hazardous waste, and a lot of medical waste, which if I had to choose which one stayed here, it'd be demo over medical waste.
Thank you.
Representative Johansson has a question.
Thank you, Senator. And this may not be a fair question for you, sir, but in Aroostook County, do you know of any of our waste that's trucked into New Brunswick going out of the country?
I do not know the answer to that. I know that waste does leave the country. We used to ship some out of our facility in previous years. I would urge somebody that part of the state could probably answer that better.
I can't right now. Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Troiano? Senator Carney, I think we will probably hold off on additional questions from the sponsor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Representative Gramlich.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. Troiano, for coming and for your testimony. And this may not be 100% fair for you specifically, but as we've been hearing folks come forward, there's been quite a bit of reference to LD 401 from the last session. So I'm just wondering if you know the original intent of LD 401 and who had submitted it and why.
It's a hard one for me to answer completely. I don't want to speak out of terms, but I can tell you what I believe I understand. I believe the LD 401's idea was to improve the recycling in the state of Maine, reword some of the language, count some different things in recycling. I don't know who the original sponsors were. Again, don't want to talk out of terms, but I know it was worked on for like over 18 months. We had some opinions in it from our standpoint, along with ReEnergy, some other stakeholders. There was quite a few involved in how can we get ReEnergy and the other processing facilities into a spot where they can recycle more and they're willing to put the investment in, as well as, you know, start to worry about our waste in Maine.
Thank you. Just for clarification, Representative Ryan Tipping submitted that bill. He was a representative from Orono, and he put it in on behalf of activists who were very concerned about, we've heard previously in terms of the Penobscot River and into it by Juniper Ridge. And the intent originally was to limit out-of-state waste. So just wanted to put that out there for clarification. Thank you, sir, for coming.
Representative Dudera.
Thank you, Chair Brenner. Thank you, Mr. Troiano, for being here. You mentioned in your testimony that you felt like the rules had changed behind the scenes, and I'm just wondering what you're referring to. Thank you.
I guess I'm referring to, you know, it felt like LD 401, although maybe not exactly how everybody wanted it, came to a decent compromise for a few years to see what ReEnergy and other processing facilities could do with the new terminology. And then this coming up again this year, this has been a bill I think that's been in play for a while, but kind of undermines everything that was discussed and put into play for ReEnergy to spend that capital. I can't imagine being in their shoes.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Troiano. Are there any additional questions from the committee? All right, not seeing any.